Welcome, happy day. So many of you people have responded to our little verbiage thing saying shoot the breeze with me in your town when I travel to your town, because I do travel a lot on business, and thanks so much. I'm just so humbled that so many of you would write in and keep writing, and one day you will get a call. And it's a little harder now to organize because there's so many people, but organize it we will, and I do travel virtually everywhere, so keep them coming. Let me tell you about things going on in the world here. You got the prime mistake of Canada. During the election, he was wearing a bulletproof, if you got it, vest. And in addition to that, of course, he had police people out there with guns. And it's interesting because nobody else can protect themselves with a gun. And the Liberals years ago made it illegal for anyone to have a bulletproof vest, unless you're somebody like him. I mean, why is that? I mean, can't I protect my life if I choose? Oh, I guess I can't, because I'm not an elected politician and I'm not a liberal. Bad stuff. You know, the Trump brand, some left-wing people are saying is now toxic because he has lost $500 million and so on. He expected to lose a lot more than that. I mean, he's a patriot. He said, when I become president, I'll walk away from billions of dollars worth of opportunities, but I want to do that because I want to help my country. I want to drain the swamp. And now these people are coming on saying what he said when he started this program a few years ago. They're now saying, hey, you know, he's losing all this money, implying that it's because he's president. He already knows that. We get it. Of course he's losing money. He's not there. He's not at his post. He's not doing the job. He's running the country. Bank of Canada, they're now exploring the digital currency opportunity that would replace cash. You know, I don't like change. A lot of us don't like change. But here's something, it's kind of like Bitcoin. Here's something that I think is going to happen. And I think the government, as much as I dislike government and rules, I kind of think they need to be involved in it so you can enter the next phase of the new world. And the blockchain thing allows all that to happen. Do you know what blockchain is? Many people don't. I mean, you have to think of it as saving of time and effort if a transaction could be sealed and approved electronically, and it's verified right away and everybody's happy. Does that help you? Not really, yeah. You remember the show on television years ago, McHale's Navy, where they stood and talked into a pipe thing and put something in it like that, hit it, and it went up to the next level on the ship. And that's a pipeline, effectively, and that's what blockchain is. Blockchain is a very secure pipeline. When your information is going through it, no one else can attach to it or read it, and it is so embedded with so many little things that it's impossible for anybody else to access it. So it's good news and it's bad news. It's bad for money launderers and so on, because you know, probably they will use this, probably already are. But years ago, not everybody had an email address. Now I think everyone does. I believe that probably in the next 10 years, everyone will have a blockchain address. I can send you information, I can send you money, and I don't need a bank anymore, and I don't need this, and I don't need that. It's kind of interesting. Just sharing with you, who am I? I got a crystal ball. Hey, Alberta, Canada. The election commissioner there, he continues to impose rules. And the rule of law, I guess. He doesn't hold hearings. He doesn't have trials. He just says, hey, I didn't like, he was appointed by the NDP. And he goes to the conservative people and says, hey, I didn't like what you did. And so you have a $50,000 fine because you interfered in the election in Alberta. And this has been going on to the tune now of about $250,000 in fines that he's levied. Hey, Premier Kenny, fire that guy. I think you can. You have that ability to get rid of him because what he's doing is bad. I mean, it's all political. Everything he does is going to be used again in the next election by the NDP as a weapon. And in fact, it hasn't gone to trial. I mean, before you can say somebody's guilty, don't they get a chance to defend themselves? Not in Alberta, apparently. That's not very nice. Here's words from a viewer. He wrote this in. I thought it was kind of interesting. White supremacy is left-wing code for American history. This guy's out of Dallas. American exceptionalism, the rule of law, the Constitution, and the various habits and patterns that made America the most prosperous and powerful nation in history. Indian supremacy, that's an accurate term. Indians are superior to me. They pay no taxes, and I pay them. Hey, we like to share what viewers have on their mind from time to time. What's on your mind? Send us a comment. Hey, see ya.